you would read that now.
Item number two, a resolution ordinance to amend Milwaukee County Ordinances Chapter 1, Rules of the County Board of Supervisors. On February 14th, this item was referred by the Committee of the Whole. Amendments number 1 and 4 were approved. Amendments 7 and 9 were withdrawn.
Thank you very much. And it's my understanding that Amendment 7 is also withdrawn, has been withdrawn, I should say. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Mr. Cooley.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Terry Cooley here on behalf of this item. As was stated, and you all recall, this item was up a couple of weeks ago at the Committee of Whole, at which time I walked through this page by page, which I don't intend to do today unless you so desire. And just would repeat that this is a project that has been ongoing for a number of years, and just by way of a visual aid, I brought a folder which contains a number of the earlier drafts that we've been working on for several years. So this is a product that many hands have touched and is been a work in progress for some time, and happy to answer any questions that you or committee members may have.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cooley. Any questions, concerns before we go through the amendments? Any questions or concerns about the changes in general? Or the legislation in front of us in general? Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted sort of like how are we going to take up some of these amendments and some of the sponsors who of these amendments who may not be here? How
they'll
take up the committee.
Well,
are they all before us?
Well,
Jersic
has about five of them.
Yes, she's got a good number of them, and I have not, not that I know of, I'm not sure, I don't know of anyone calling me.
No, I just want it's, I guess, more of a thing, you know, does a county board, I mean, does a committee member need to move approval of each amendment so that okay.
Correct.
I would just like to know the kind of process we're going to go through to deal with all of these. Because I haven't been asked to move forward on some of these. Some I agree with, some I don't. So.
Well, I would say, Supervisor Weishaupt, after Mr. Cooley, and then he's asked if there are any questions, if there are any comments directed toward him, then we can. Since we had the committee of the whole meeting, did basically did go through the whole package. Then we would go from go to amendments 2 through 16, except for 1, 4, 7, and 9, which were either approved or withdrawn. And with respect to sponsors of amendments not being available, as I said, I did not receive any phone calls, at least not to my knowledge. As far as availability was concerned, so.
Yeah, it's just a housekeeping. I just wanted to figure out how we're going to proceed.
We'll just go forward. Any general comments regarding Chapter 1? Supervisor Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I mean, as it goes, when you look at the amendments and even the proposed changes in the county board rules, a lot of it makes sense to update, you know, certain language or take out archaic language. The only thing that I was perplexed about was that there was one issue where I didn't understand why it was being changed. And that was the a line I'm looking for it right now. I just had it. But basically, you're taking away former members, I guess, privilege to be on the floor. So I was just looking for an explanation. I didn't want to do it at the Committee of the Whole because there are more important matters to be discussed there. And seeing that I won't be part of this honorable body in the next 4 years, that it just wasn't that important at the time. But I did want to hear from Mr. Cooley why he saw fit to change that item. Like, had there been some instances before my short tenure on the board where county former members were just coming on the floor, causing havoc, creating chaos, disturbing county board business? Like, what prompted you to exclude people like me, even my good friend Cesar, for coming back and just saying, hey, let's get on the floor and sit by the analyst and, you know, have some walks down memory lane, things of that nature.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, first of all, it wasn't a choice of mine. It was a change that was made a long time ago, a group effort of everybody who had been reviewing this document. Second of all, the language that is struck is simply that a former member automatically gets the privilege of the floor. Under the revision, anybody with the approval of the chairman of the board would be able to get the floor. Generally speaking, former members would have that privilege, but we might have a situation. In fact, a couple of years ago, we had somebody who did not walk out onto the floor but was in the audience, who had been a supervisor some 30 years ago, you may recall, and I forget who it was. It was before my time, even. But it was somebody nobody in the room really knew. But he was a former member, and under this ordinance, he could have simply walked out onto the floor. And this is just really a way of establishing a bit of decorum and control, and I would think in most cases, certainly in the case of Supervisor Biddle, any future chair, and Supervisor Cesar's for that matter, any future chair would be more than happy to allow them on the floor. But that was the thinking of the group at the time that this was drafted, Mr. Chairman.
And I would say if a former member availed himself or herself to the chambers and wanted some leeway, then it would be proper to inform the chairman or chairperson so that individual could acknowledge whoever that person was, and then other members would be informed as to who that person is, the significance of that person, and everyone else is just giving information.
Agreed.
Supervisor Jersey.
Well, I mean, technically, people who are on the floor, who have a right to the floor, have been elected. So it's really our constituents that are saying who has a right to be on the floor. But I'd like to point out that with this hyper-political environment that we're living in, and I fear it's only going to get worse, it's very likely that former board members may well become lobbyists, et cetera, and just have a blanket rule allowing them to walk on the board floor would be highly inappropriate. I think it's a good rule to let the chairman establish order there.
But to my credit, and maybe our county clerk.
This has nothing to do personally with Supervisor Biddle, I'll add.
I thought it was personal at first.
Yeah. No, not at all.
I was hurt. No, but I know other legislative bodies that those members of the body previously has the right to be on the floor. Isn't that right? Like in the state senate.
Mr. Chairman and members, County Clerk Joe Zarneski, most legislative bodies allow former members floor privileges. Some limit those privileges. The state legislature does allow former members floor privileges. They are pretty much unlimited. They may not be on the floor during a roll call. To the best of my knowledge, that is the only time that they're not allowed on the floor. But other legislative bodies limited. Say former members may be on the floor with the permission of the presiding officer, for example.
Even if they're lobbyists, they
lobbyists are prohibited. If you are a former member and a lobbyist, you do not have floor privileges. Right. And that's, I think this rule would say that because it says lobbyists are not allowed floor. So that's pretty much universal in legislative bodies as well. If you are a lobbyist and a former member, you do not have floor privileges.
232.
Yes. I think that's in there, Mr. Cooley, somewhere where lobbyists are not allowed on the floor, if I recall reading it. If not, I would recommend that you put that in there.
232.
I think it's in there, though.
Line 232 is being
left. I thought you mentioned.
Yes, it is.
If they
hit. It's in line 230, I think.
Wait, it could be wrong.
222, maybe. Are we looking at the
same? No, right.
Yeah, if registered as a lobbyist.
No, yes. The person so designated shall have the privilege of the floor or the hall area if registered.
Yeah. So So you do have that prohibition in there.
Oh, yeah.
That's currently
that's current language.
Yes, and you're maintaining that current language.
And Mr. Chairman, if I could add that this a change in the ordinance was in draft form long before anybody in this room conceived of the possibility of Supervisor Biddle becoming a county supervisor.
much less leaving as a county supervisor, to our great dismay.
You know, I just think it's nice to have for it to stay. That's all, you know, and to be in compliance or consistent with other honorable legislative bodies. I mean, I can see if there was like, if you could.
You haven't been here long enough to receive that privilege.
I can see if there's been like multiple circumstances where board members have come, tried to sit in their former seats, or just disrupt the county business. You know, but if it hasn't really been an issue, it just seems like, you know, what's the point? That's all. That's my thing. What's the point? But it's a minor thing. You know, I'm not trying to bully this committee or the future county board, because I think it's important that folks who are going to be here the next 4 years have oversight over their own board rules. But as a future former member, it would just warm my heart. I might come back. Me and Paul come back together, you know, and hang out. But if we could just keep that, so I'd like to offer the friendly amendment to just unstrike former members from this. And I hope that you guys will support it. And if not, I won't take it personally.
Now, again, give me, I was looking at in what I was looking at before, but I have something else.
Yeah, that
give me the line.
The lines have changed.
216
to 17, right? Well, on the one that's on our computers, right, which is, I think, the updated one now, it is line 232. Supervisor Biddle is correct on that.
Which says former members.
It just strikes former members.
Okay. Well, Supervisor Biddle, you are offering to restore?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Former members?
Yes, sir.
So how often are you planning to come on?
All the time. Any free time
you
I could, get.
You're gonna be, you might be abusing your privileges. I don't know.
No, but you're going to be at the other meetings.
I'm going to
miss you guys. Any further discussion with respect to the amending line 232 to include former members? Supervisor Biddle moves to restore former members to line 232. Any question? Concerns? If not, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll as it relates to this amendment?
On the verbal amendment, Supervisors Jurczyk?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Cesars?
I'll provide some balance, you know.
Broderick?
Okay, Cesars is
aye.
Not allowed on the floor. Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Paul.
Congratulations.
Still making an impact before you leave.
There you go.
Okay.
Never stop, baby.
And again, as much as Mr. Session has a 2:00 date with agenda setting, I'd like to move forward. Any other concerns as it relates to the body of Chapter 1 before we proceed to the amendments? Any other comments? Concerns?
No, sir, just the amendments.
I want to acknowledge that Supervisor Haas is in the committee room. Okay, well then let's proceed to amendment number 2, which has been revised. Supervisor Jurczyk.
I spent a lot of time on this. I want to thank Mr. Session, because he and I sat down and